This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives deliberation on budget allocation under ministry headings to begin from today. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal in Beijing on a four-day official visit to China attends reception hosted by Nepal Embassy Minister to hold bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart today. Electricity access reaches entire population of Madhes province. And US and Iran reach reported peace deal to end military operations. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives is holding deliberations on budget allocation under the ministry headings today and tomorrow. According to the Parliament Secretariat, the related ministers will be furnishing responses to the queries raised in the House of Representatives meeting on the 17th and 18th of June. The government had unveiled the estimate of revenue and expenditure for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 Bikram Sambat in the House meeting on the 29th of May. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has already given response to the general queries on budget in the meeting. It may be noted that both houses of the Federal Parliament are holding separate meetings today. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has reached Beijing on a four-day visit to China at the cordial invitation of Wang Yi, member of the Political Bureau of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China and Minister of Foreign Affairs of China. At Beijing Airport, he was received by Deputy Chief of Mission at Nepali Embassy in Beijing, Roshan Khanal, and officials from the China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Later in the day, Foreign Minister Khanal attended a reception hosted by the embassy on his first day of the official visit to the People's Republic of China. On the occasion, Minister Khanal highlighted current government's priority to institutionalizing good governance, economic development and prosperity. He also invited the Nepali community to actively participate in the nation-building campaign in Nepal. Earlier, the foreign minister planted a sapling at the premises of Nepali embassy and also received briefings from the charge d'affaires and all other officials on the functioning and priorities of the embassy. Minister Khanal also instructed officials of the embassy to promote Nepal's interest in China and to provide effective services to Nepali citizens there. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the minister will further hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing and discuss matters of mutual interest for strengthening Nepal-China relations and advancing deeper cooperation today. The minister is also scheduled to meet high-level dignitaries of the People's Republic of China. He will also attend an investment conference organized by the embassy to promote foreign investment in Nepal and hold talks with the Chinese business community. The minister is returning home on the 17th of June. Electricity service has reached 100% of the population in Madhes province through the national transmission grid covering all households in 1,271 wards across the province 136 local units. According to the economic survey for the fiscal year 2025-26 presented in the Provincial Assembly yesterday by Finance Minister Yuvraj Bhattarai, the entire population of the province has now access to electricity. Minister Bhattarai said the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27, along with related policies and programs, would be formulated based on the findings and indications of the economic survey. The Madhes province government is scheduled to present its budget for the fiscal year 2026-27 in the Provincial Assembly today. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said that the compulsion of youth to go abroad to fulfill their dreams will end in the next 5 years. At the National Youth Entrepreneurship Conference 2026 organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle said that adequate opportunities for employment, education and others will be created for the youth in the country through the next year's budget. Minister Dr. Wagle said tax cuts, digitalization and good governance reforms would support nation building. He said the budget had reduced tax, offered relief to youths earning up to 100,000 rupees and introduced measures to promote youth entrepreneurship. All seven provincial governments are set to present their budgets for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27 today, in line with the constitutional provision requiring annual budgets to be tabled on SR1. The provincial budgets will outline income and expenditure estimates along with development priorities. Key focus areas are expected to include infrastructure development, agriculture, employment generation, and production growth. The federal government has allocated a total of rupees 424.27 billion to provinces and local levels under the intergovernmental fiscal transfers for the upcoming fiscal year. Of this, rupees 109.65 billion has been allocated to the seven provinces and rupees 314.62 billion to local governments. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramji Yadav has said the government is working to connect youths with skills, employment and entrepreneurship. Addressing the Youth Entrepreneurship Conference 2026 in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Yadav said the private sector should play a key role in creating jobs, adding that the coming decade would be observed as the decade of internal employment promotion. He said most of the ministry's efforts are currently focused on foreign employment issues and stressed the need to expand domestic employment through cooperation among government, employers and workers. A Nepal Rashtra Bank study has highlighted skilled labor shortages, raw material gaps and market issues as key challenges for industrial development in Nepal. It also notes problems such as capital shortages, high production cost, weak technology, brain drain and management issues in environment-friendly industries, while stressing the need to boost infrastructure productivity and export diversification. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has unveiled a 101-point policy and program for the fiscal year 2026-27 covering 11 sectors. Presenting the policy at the 19th Municipal Assembly, Acting Mayor Sunita Dongol said it aims to build a cultural, tourism-friendly and well-governed metropolis. The program prioritizes technology-based waste management under seven categories and continues multi-year projects while incorporating the city's long-term vision. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has said that a peace agreement has been reached between the United States and Iran aimed at ending military operations on all fronts, including in Lebanon. The BBC has quoted the Pakistani Prime Minister as saying the deal is expected to be officially signed on Friday in Switzerland, although full details have not yet been made public. U.S. President Donald Trump also said that oil will flow once the agreement is signed, adding that global oil prices have already fallen following the announcement. Iran's deputy foreign minister confirmed on state television that a deal has been finalized, with Iran's military leadership describing it as a victory for Tehran. However, the exact terms of the agreement remain unclear. The conflict, which began on 28 February, involved strikes by the U.S. and Israel on Iran and subsequent retaliatory actions across the region, including disruptions of key energy shipping routes. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the Himalayan region and hilly areas of Kosi province. Partly cloudy weather is likely in other hilly regions and in the Tara areas of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The Tara areas of Lumini and Sudarpashchim provinces are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Similar conditions may occur at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan region of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces today. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also possible at a few places in the Tarai of Kosi province and at one or two places in Madhes province today. Hot day conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai areas of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives deliberation on budget allocation under ministry headings to begin from today. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal in Beijing on a four-day official visit to China attends reception hosted by Nepal Embassy. Minister to hold bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart today. Electricity access reaches entire population of Madhes province. And US and Iran reach reported peace deal to end military operations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.